There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
I'm here.
Yeah?
Going to be kind of a decent day today. We could see an afternoon thunderstorm pop up. Otherwise, just kind of a hazy sort of summery day. 80 is the high. Tomorrow, multiple rounds of thunderstorms. Just a heads up on that. Last
Some
night
could be severe tomorrow.
The big WNBA draft last night, as predicted, Caitlin Clark going to Indianapolis.
And I bought some tickets yesterday for a game. We're going to a game.
Love that.
In July. Talked to Jacob about it. I said, hey, because, you know, we were both glued to the entire tournament. So I'm like, you want to go see her play? Yep. All right. Got tickets.
They said that they had, so they opened up the field house where the Fever plays last night. Mm-hmm. And they had 17,000 fans show up just to watch the draft.
Yeah.
And then they said something along, like, they had 7,000 season tickets increase within, like, minutes or something like that to the Indiana Fever, and all of her jersey merch sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, within minutes of her being announced. Yeah. The other cool thing was she was wearing Prada, and that was like the first time that Prada had ever dressed anyone for the WNBA or the NBA.
Wow.
Like for the draft, which I was like, that's cool. She looks so cute with heels on.
I was watching some of the stuff. I guess she's going to make her salary starting will be $76,000 a year.
Oh, but God, her endorsements are going to be millions and millions and millions. Forget she's already raking it in.
They already value her current endorsements at about $4 million. So she'll be fine.
Just get that pen ready to ink those deals, girlfriend.
And those rookie contracts last, what, 2 or 3 years?
I think they are.
I think it's three.
Yeah.
So we'll have more on that coming up in a little bit. Also, we have a ton of e-news for you this morning. How much is OJ's white Bronco going to sell for? Also, the government is going after Live Nation and Ticketmaster. And CBS is going to make the Billy Joel concert fiasco right.
They're going to make it right.
New music first on Q102 at 627. Expect kind of a possibly some storms today. Otherwise, just sun and clouds. 80 today. 62 as you're heading out right now. Reds lost pretty bad last night out in Seattle. Game two today.
Oh, I saw that. I saw they took that pitcher out, in the third inning? He was rough, man.
All right, so we have e-news. We're going to get to the Bronco, Ticketmaster, Live Nation. Government's going in on them. And a repeat of the Billy Joel thing to make things right. Yeah. What are we going to start with, Jen?
We're going to start with OJ's white Bronco. I guess I'm not surprised that that vehicle is still, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't just send that off to be demolished or, you know, sold for parts. It's got to be kept in. It's a famous car.
So who has it now?
Well, it is on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee currently. It is a 1993 Ford Bronco. And its owners are thinking about selling it, and they're hoping to get at least $1.5 million for it. They've had offers of up to $750,000 in the past, and now that there's renewed interest in all things OJ, they think that they can jack up the price. They claim the plan was always to sell this year because it's the 30th anniversary of the chase. OJ's death was just a coincidence and possibly a very lucrative one.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Okay.
1.5. I don't know the story of how they ended up with it.
Well, I want to know the story of how Alcatraz got a museum in Tennessee.
Maybe that's just what it's
what
called.
What the hell?
Or maybe Alcatraz had more inmates from Tennessee than any other state in the country. Maybe Tennessee was big for that.
It's fine. It just caught me off guard there.
Yeah.
What would be the appeal of seeing it? Would you want to see it?
No.
Well, you know, true crime people. I mean, this is a true crime museum. And people who are into all those crime shows. I mean, we all know at least one or two that just
I mean, I like them. I watch them. I just downloaded one to watch on the plane. What Did Jennifer Do? It's a new Netflix thing. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should see what that is.
Yeah.
But I don't really get the desire to want to see the Bronco.
See the Bronco? Well, if I were going to the museum and the Bronco was there, I'm like, I would be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, let's take a picture with this.
That's the car. That, yeah.
A lot of great Ford products from the late 80s, early 90s. Check out. I'd want to see a Lincoln Mark 7 myself, but that's just me. We'll get to some more E! News here in just... She said that her husband wanted to go to that crime museum in Tennessee and that they did go. They went for him. She wasn't really feeling it, but then she got there and enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
She said it's pretty cool and the Bronco is there. Mm. So
I mean, what else do they have there? Do they have like murder weapons?
That's what I was wondering. Like, let's go take a picture by this knife.
Is there bloody evidence and stuff like that?
People were into that. When I went to Europe, there was a museum that we went to that was completely medieval torture devices.
Can't imagine.
An entire museum of it, of ways of killing people in really barbaric ways.
I mean, wasn't there like, could you feel like a dark energy? I mean, did it feel like...
Yeah, eerie.
Did it give you creeps?
A little bit, but it also made me feel better about my current situation.
What's happening in this country?
Not living in the 1200s.
That's some crazy torture stuff, though.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know.
Because they would have used it on me.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
So anyway, thank you, Teresa. I appreciate the input. Maybe we put that on our rush hour road trip list.
There you go.
Head down to Tennessee. Check that out. All right, what else we got going on in the E! News world?
Looks like the Justice Department. I'm struggling speaking this morning. Can you hear it? I'm just going to talk very slow.
Matching me.
So everything comes out the way it is supposed to.
That was Tim yesterday. He was all over with the lingo.
With the words.
Hard. Some days it's just hard. The Justice Department is going to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation as soon as next month. Live Nation is, of course, the parent company of every concert goer's least favorite entity, Ticketmaster, who, by the way, I did not purchase my tickets to the Indiana Fever through Ticketmaster because the tickets I kept trying to buy, they kept telling me I couldn't have. So I gave Ticketmaster the middle finger again and went to StubHub, and it was a smooth transaction.
Why couldn't you have them?
This happened to me when I was trying to buy some New Kids tickets. The tickets are there. They're available. I put them in my cart. I go through the whole process, fill out all of the payment stuff, hit click to purchase, spin. These tickets aren't available right now. Go find different tickets.
Yeah, that's not fun.
That's
very frustrating.
Not good.
Very frustrating. But the feds are saying they've used their industry dominance to undermine competition for ticketing live events. And the result is we pay more, and there's nothing we can do about it because Live Nation and Ticketmaster are pretty much the only game in town. Last year, a Senate panel subpoenaed documents from Live Nation pertaining to ticket pricing, fees, and secondary sales. So
I'm cool with that. Hopefully something comes from it.
Yeah, that would be.
Don't have a lot of faith in government either. So double whammy there.
Let's see what happens. So Sunday night, CBS aired Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden, but there was a problem. The broadcast was cut 2 minutes short on the Eastern and Central time zones due to local news. Fans were pretty upset because Billy was in the middle of his last song, Piano Man.
Personally, they could have gone to news earlier.
Yeah.
That song like 8 minutes long?
I like Billy Joel, but I never need to hear that song ever again in my life. Put it in a shoebox, throw it in front of a Metro bus.
Now, did you like it when you first discovered it?
No.
I mean, and it just burned on you? It's just no.
And I think the fact that everyone else loves it makes me hate it more.
Well, see, I can tell you that in my college days at Mother's, which was the bar we were usually at closing time, they always played that right at closing time. And so you'd have a bunch of drunk college students waving beers in the air.
Another reason
along
I hate
the
it.
Piano.
Yes.
Put Big Shot in that box, too.
Yes,
never need to hear that again. But here's, you guys want to hear how it ended? Like, this
sure.
is how, yeah, I think this is from New York, so okay. it's not like Channel 12 or anything, but.
Live from CBS
oh,
Sports,
no.
this is
and
your
And they sit
news
in the
now.
Bar and put bread in the jar? Say, man, what are you doing here?
Let's get to the color radar. Way
oh
more
my
interesting.
God.
Live from New York. I would have thought, like,
God.
Did something just happen?
It yeah. did kind of have that vibe,
it
didn't it?
It feels like, yeah, breaking news alert. We had to cut Billy off because something has really gone down.
But they're going to make it right.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, the reason it happened, don't blame Local 12, because it was the special started 30 minutes late due to the 2024 Masters tournament. And CBS, you know, they did it, not the local channels. So CBS issued an apology, called it a network programming error. So to make it right, they're going to re-air the entire concert this Friday at 9. And it'll also be available to stream on Paramount Plus. So
oh,
you'll be
cool.
able to catch it there.
Oh boy.
Now
if you're that pressed for it, I hope you made the trek to Madison Square Garden at some point over the time.
Yeah.
Just to prove that you're a real fan.
Allentown. That's a good Billy Joel song.
Now you're living here in Yep. Courtney Love has a new BBC radio series called Courtney Loves Women. And in an interview to promote it, she took some time to bash Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Because that sounds right. Courtney loves the authority on
like,
Taylor Swift.
It sounds like a really good career move.
Right. Yeah. Hello, Courtney.
So here's what she said. She said, Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. She also went after the Beehive.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Double whammy.
What is she trying to do?
I like
cancellation?
I don't know. I like the idea of Beyonce doing a country record because it's about black women going into spaces where previously only white women have been allowed. I just don't like her music.
Ah.
She also says she doesn't like Lana Del Rey since she released a cover of John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads last December. She thinks Lana should take... Is it Lana or Lana?
I think it's Lana Del Rey.
Lana, because both of them sound wrong to me.
Lana Del Rey?
Uh-huh. Lana Del Rey sounds wrong. And then when I say Lana Del Rey, that doesn't sound right either. She thinks Lana should take 7 years off.
Wow.
Not six, not eight, seven.
Seven would be good. So, all right, you want me to do this? You want to talk about Harrison Ford? This is kind of a fun story.
It's kind of silly, yeah.
I know. Harrison Ford wears an earring.
He has, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, have you noticed that before? Well, during last week's Jimmy Buffett tribute concert, he shared that it was because of Jimmy's infectious coolness. This is what he said.
Jimmy Buffett was a cool guy. I remember one day, some might say boozy lunch.
He is sounding old.
And drunk.
Let's
all
put
the
him
time.
In a, is he driving a plane?
Yeah.
With Jimmy and Ed Bradley. It was Bradley's birthday. I saw both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. That's just how infectious Jimmy's coolness. Infectious enough for a 40-year-old man to spontaneously get his ear pierced.
And infectious enough to create an entire culture around his music. There will never be another like Jimmy.
Aw. They're still working on that Margaritaville Hotel at Newport.
In Newport,
that'll
yeah.
That'll be fun to see. Have you guys ever stayed at one of those?
Mm-mm.
I haven't stayed, but I've been to the one in Orlando before.
Well, I'd like to sit in the rooftop pool for a while.
Yeah. I was going to say, I stayed at the one in Pigeon Forge, which is on the island, which is kind of like a little downtown like area there, mm-hmm. and it does have a rooftop pool, and it was very fun. And the other thing you can do is you can order a frozen concoction maker mm-hmm. for your room, and they bring you like his...
They roll in the margarita machine?
They do. They bring in the blender. It's like a Margaritaville blender.
That's cool.
And you can buy a package where you can buy like the tequila and all the stuff that goes in it. And you can like rent that for your room. I'm sure it's expensive. We didn't do it, but it's really a fun place to visit. And before his death, I believe he had to make at least one appearance a year or something like that because we asked them in Pigeon Forge, like, does he ever just
show up,
stop by and play a set, you know? And they were like, he has to come once a year or something. Well, he had to.
Yeah.
Wow. They're fun.
Wow. Well, then the last little thing I have is Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer of the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust. Mm-hmm. She is going to prison for 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. That is the maximum she could have received.
Okay.
So
I still think it's weird that movie's coming out.
I know that they finished it. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't smart in all of this. Prosecutors said that she showed no remorse for the death of Helena Hutchins during recorded phone conversations from jail. She called the jurors who were convicted her idiots and a-holes. She also said witnesses lied and the judge was paid off.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yep. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial is scheduled to begin in July. He could also...
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.